Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you have any correspondence or prayer requests, please send them to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. This is a notice from the Watchman. The WIBR Warn Radio has been on Twitter for many, many years. It is with regret that we are faced with ongoing work of Twitter and Jack. In their banning and idiotic behavior, as well as illegal, in our opinion, we are leaving a number of social platforms. The recent cheap and phony banning of conservatives, we can no longer abide with your platforms. Visit our websites for more. They banned Trump, but now Iran's Ayatollah has multiple Twitter feeds in multiple languages. Now Italian has just been launched. This is just one example. So warn-usa.com will be on LinkedIn. I mean the WIBR Warn Radio will be on LinkedIn, Parler, MeWe, USA.life, and CloudHub. Also Rumble, Tumblr, and we are looking at a few other sites as well. On Warn-USA and Dana Glenn Smith, don't miss the post. Cross-contaminating Christ's gospel represents the work of unbelief and spiritual discernment. On warn-usa.com, you can find Gospel Advocacy Classic Warn Radio. This week, liberal leftists push Stalinism 101, One World Order, Globalism, Nigeria, and Christian Persecution. And on Dana Glenn Smith, American Social Justice Doctrine in This Nation Today is on display. After decades of pushing Marxist thought, it is a war fought on the streets. Also, today we face COVID-19 vaccinations worldwide, an issue for those people that will not be disposed to take the vaccination because of aborted fetus cells is paramount. And Christian living wise in a world where evil plots and that which is good seems to fade away. We are, as believers, supposed to be wise concerning good and evil. So don't miss those posts on Warn-USA and Dana Glenn Smith. You can follow us on LinkedIn with hashtag Watchman on USA.life and MeWe using hashtag Warn Radio. And you can find us on CloudHub with at Warn Radio and join us on Tumblr. Look for the Watchman, IS216. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions, and on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. welcome to another Sound the Shofar on a chilly January morning. We do these in the morning. I do them. Tower helps me in the other two. She does the intros to these. Thank God for her. She's been with me for many, many years. We met in a restaurant, in a kitchen, and we've been together ever since. We've traveled a long road, but I'll tell you, in all the years, and that's going back into the 70s, early 70s, I've never seen such a division and such a mess in this country. And it's not just that. We've been tracking this through our advocacy broadcast for the persecuted church. We did part two this week of our special that looks, we do this every year. We look back at one year and look forward to the other one. And as we get ready to go into Romans, I think of the Roman Empire. You know, there was prophecy many, many years ago in the dispensationalists and in the early rapturous, you know, and I was there as well. You know, we looked for a new Roman Empire, one that was sophisticated, one that ruled the world. And frankly, the only thing we had at the time, really, when we were looking at things like this, is the Roman Empire, because it was so powerful. And the Lord came during the reign of the Romans and their empire. And there was a lot of reasons for that, and I could go through them. That's one of the first things you learn in, you know, about the coming of the Lord when you're in the Life of Christ class or things like that in school. And so the bottom line of it is that we look at this and we see today how divided we are. And then, of course, we've got rumors now about other things that are going to happen. I'm used to these rumors. You know, we were talking about a lot of this stuff, you know, when was it? 2000s, you know, the early 2000s. But I'm reminded today, and this is before I get into Romans, what Peter said. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Make no mistake, that's happening right now, and it's in America, and there's a lot of them that are doing this. The adversary, the devil, has many minions, as I call them, on these shores, and their principalities and powers, and they would like nothing better than to initiate what they want to do. We know this. I know this. I know these things from way back. And there's things and interviews I've done in the past that people have told us and shared that you, many of you, would find absolutely unreal. There are things going on, and they come straight out of the pit of hell. But see, Peter says, to whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren around the world. We're to resist these things. No, it's not okay to lie and cheat and steal an election. It's not okay to say Antifa while they're burning your cities down is okay, and a bunch of patriots apparently go into the Capitol. And, of course, there was Antifa in the rear end or a side door getting in. I saw the video. And it's not okay to blame the patriots and start casting all the patriots aside and doing all that. It's not okay. But, see, the brethren around the world, those who walk in truth. Now, whether you like it or not, there is truth and there's falsehood here. And the Democrats are falsehood. What they push, what they're doing, they knowingly accepted and pushed this and knowingly received it, and they're lying about it when they say that they didn't know. Yeah, they know that the election was stolen, and they also knew that it wasn't that bad in the Capitol. AOC said she was about ready to die. Give me a break. And everywhere the patriots were, It wasn't the Patriots doing the burning and the beating up. It was Antifa who caused the trouble everywhere. And there were Patriots somehow got coaxed into that building. I saw the videos. They opened the gates. They even welcomed at the door. I saw Patriots there standing with the guards taking pictures and selfies. And to say they were trying to kill you, you're a fool. But see, that's the way they are. They play this up in order to destroy things they don't like. And patriotism and loving America and wanting a godly America is not what they want. And around the world, we see the same thing. In North Korea, China, Pakistan, India, Nigeria, Eritrea. I mean, just countless, countless. I could sit here, for 20 minutes and list off nations and tell you what's going on in a lot of them. Now see, when Paul decided to write the Romans, he had to deal with the issue that, number one, the gospel started in Jerusalem. And now all of a sudden, he has to address things in Italy, in the Roman Empire. And, you know, they didn't have no, like I do here. I mean, we produce our own shows, just like we produced all our own videos. And I put it out, goes around the world on the internet. On our social sites, we have people from around the world, Christians. At no other time have we been able to do this. No other time. This is not the time to be weak-kneed and fear. If Romans and if Paul and if Peter mean anything to you as being apostles, you need to understand that fear is of the devil, that no matter what they plot, we will succeed. And I can give you examples of North Korea and China, the two toughest regions, but we know in North Korea, and we know this through certain ministries that are working with them, and people that put their lives on the line. This is, you don't do that for nothing. But these people do. In the world, it's, if you've got a dangerous task, they're going to pay you well. And then you'll get on TV and you'll write a book and you'll do all this stuff. But these people are laying their lives on the line. To reach people they probably have never seen. But they know where to go because of a network. China, same way. When Mao took over, and Mao, when we talk about communist China, the communists got their whole idea of communism from Marx, and they adapted it. And when they took over, the Western missionaries left, the churches were destroyed, and for years, decades, nobody knew if there was Christians there. And then when it opened up and Nixon went over there, man, boom. There were Christians a lot of places. But they weren't allowed at that time to even speak. And from that moment until Wang Yi was thrown in prison a number of years ago and his church was just one of many that were destroyed. And the reason the communists did it is because they fear Christianity. The reason Pelosi and all of her minions over there are doing what they're doing and even promoting anti-Trump, anti-patriot and everything else, why AOC wants to lock them all up, is because they fear the truth. They fear people who believe in God and believe in the Constitution And make no mistake, there are people that are atheists that believe in this country. My grandfather was an atheist. He worked for the government. My dad wasn't. Thank God for that, or I could have been an atheist. My grandmother was a Christian. She was married to my grandfather. Well, guess what? As a Christian woman, she had sisters. They were all believers. And one of her sisters came home one day from a crusade and said, "I found Jesus," and from then on, she never looked back. She became a minister for the Four Square Church. You see, the thing of it is that God moves. Grandpa, I loved him to death. Very German, very authoritarian, but I didn't really know him, because you really couldn't at that time. He would come up, you'd sit on his lap and things like that. He was a Golden Gloves boxing champion in college. Very much a man's man. I don't know if he ever got saved. I wasn't there when he died. And I don't even know if his second wife, which I liked, she was a good woman. She was known as my grandmother. I didn't know my first Christian grandmother, unfortunately. I only knew her through my dad. But one day, in heaven, I'll meet her. You see, Peter and Paul is about a relationship with God. Facing those things that are hard to face, and facing him anyway. And when the gospel spread through the power of the Holy Spirit, this gospel went everywhere. Well, we're finishing up Romans 1. And Romans 1 has been banned in a lot of countries. I mean, in the past. They don't say much about it today because they've pretty much done the job. Everybody doesn't touch on this. But Romans, and you know, this is where you're at in the world today. You can take these things and you can add up and times them. You can multiply it any way you want to, but it still won't amount to the uncleanness, the filthiness, the lies that are going on in the world today. Saying good is evil and evil is good. And they're plotting. And it's beyond the simple gay, lesbian, whatever kind of argument you want to meet. You know, and I've said this before. You know, I had a guy come up, call us up on a show one night and said, "So you believe that America's fallen because of all the homosexuals and gays and lesbians?" And I said, "No, I don't. America's fallen because of sin. And sin, and I can tell you, the ones that are trying to do this to America, they don't care about the sex. They care about the patriotism. They care about those people who want to stop them. This war, yes, it's full of sin and it's filthy, but there's a lot of them, folks, and they go a lot deeper than just simple sins that you have on your sleeve. And when you have a major apostle like Paul, who knew what the Roman Empire was like, he was born free. He persecuted the church, then Christ woke him up. And he starts out his first epistle by warning the Romans. Why? Because the Romans there were at the seat of the sin of the empire. They were also at the seat of the governance and the legislative body. Remember, they had a Senate, just like we do. They had the most powerful army in the world, just like we do. Or we think, anyway. So Paul says in verse 24, "Wherefore, because of this," and we covered the wherefore before, Because the bottom line of it is, the nations of men just weren't put on a rock and came from a one-celled amoeba. God created them. They were in the garden, Adam and Eve. Yeah, and I believe they were all descended from that first thing. This was a long time ago, and God multiplied them. Of course, people don't believe that. It's easier for me to believe that God created man and woman, everything. It's a God creation thing, and God blessed it. Because where God blesses, it works. So God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. See, and that's usually where it starts. The uncleanness. Now see, there's the lust of the flesh and there's the desires of the mind. Remember, the mind is part of the fallen nature, so it's going to be subject to the desires of the mind, which are given to the desires and the lusts of the flesh. And then that, of course, incorporated into their hearts. And then they can be demon-possessed, which incorporates into their very soul. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, you can't tell that to people in American world today. That when you change the truth of God into a lie, no matter what it is, that you're dishonoring yourself and you're blaspheming God. Even the children of Israel got into this. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Now see, the creature, the human, the person. That's one creature. But we also honor Mother Earth. There is no Mother Earth. There's the God who created the heavens and the earth and everything therein. Then we've got those that are creating the latest Bible. I read this, I don't know. I've seen this a year, whatever it was. They're going to take out all the stuff. Kind of like Pelosi wants to do and has already talked about. Take all the pronouns out, him, her, and all the others. See, because they don't like this delineation. God created male and female, so they don't like that. So they got to make it. They got to ignore it. Well, you know, if that's what you want to do, more power to you. I know the truth. I ain't going to change it. But on the other hand, it's about control. It's about the lust of the flesh. Because there's one of the communist doctrine, and we had this in all of its totality many years ago. This was pre-2000, I think it was. We had the communist list of things they had to do in America, and one of them was destroy the family. The other one is to make all the men not men, to push homosexuality, unbelief, and every other thing. Yeah, I'm sure it's still out there. And they've accomplished pretty much everything. So they're serving the creature. And of course today, what do we have? One of the most popular things that is on the phone today is a selfie. And folks, I know this stuff. I was on the internet before it was really the internet. I was on it. There was no pictures. There was no music. There was bulletin boards that you left messages on. And when I would unplug the machine I had, an old beast that didn't even... I mean, they're not even like they are today. Even the weakest computer we have today was stronger than the one I had. But later on, as it got better, we got up to... we were at 1,200 kilobytes, KBs, which is nothing. And, well, you can tell where we're at today. What do we do with our technology? We give our kids nice computers or laptops. We give them, $1,000 smartphones. We give them $200 shoes. we have them a car, brand new car, or a good used car. They dress, some of them. Others dress like bums. And we've been teaching these kids for generations in our schools lies. So is it any wonder we finally reached the point where you have a lot of kids burning down America and trying to take down the statues because we've had liars and thieves that the devil put there in our school system? I've been telling people for many years that you need to know what they're teaching your kids. You see, this is the evil in the hearts of men. They're not going to come over here with an army and destroy you, not until they've already destroyed the ones that you want to put in the army. Because they know what you don't know is that these kids will rejoice to be delivered and have communism. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think. Stalin said that Americans would welcome socialism, Marxism. How does he know that? Because he knows. Infiltrate the school system. Infiltrate, number one, the seminaries at the highest levels. That way you get liberals in your theology and they change it. I was warned this in Bible school many, 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 many years ago. We were told flat out that the heresy in the Christian church starts at the highest levels of your seminary. It's the same way. The heresy within the patriot or within what you think of as America begins at the highest levels of your colleges, who become so liberal that nobody else has a voice. That's where it's at today. Now see, Paul specifically says, wherefore God gave them up. The next verse, who changed the truth of God? That is why he gave them up. They served the creature more than the creator. They didn't care about him. Just like Psalms 2, we want to break the bonds. For this cause God gave them up to violent affections. Vile. Filthy. The most disgusting stuff that you could do. And he goes on to say, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Now you see, the ones that want to lie to you will tell you that's not what that means at all. And they'll even tell you, well, David was a homosexual because he loved Jonathan. You're a moron. That's not what that means in any way, shape, or form, you moron. You vile corrupter of Scripture. But this is what these people do. They're corruptors. They serve the creature. They serve the devil. They serve self. And so you look at the smartphones, and what do? They got selfies. And we love our selfies. We love ourselves. And so, in a lot of sites, that's all you have is selfies. And at the WIBR, I've been on a lot of internet over the years. I have written so many articles, it would boggle the mind. It would be a landslide. It would be a flood of articles, flood of words. When God puts me on something and anoints me to write something, I can write thousands of words within a short time. Thousands. I do it all the time. But when you look and you understand, you're putting this all this up there. You're putting it up to a generation that has been corrupted. Now see, they're being saved. And now, and it's, you can look at Trump and you can hate him, but I can tell you, because of what he did and he burned in the hearts of people, that's not going to change. no matter what these people do. And you've got young people in college now, and there's a bunch of them, and even LifeSite News reports this, and they're anti-abortion. Somewhere within all this, God has been working. This is why we have such a division today. Because instead of not working, somebody's been working behind the scenes to stop the devil. And that's why you have Trump, who won the largest amount of votes of any president. Biden didn't win nothing. He's a fool if he thinks he is. That's why they put him in there. The Democrats that insist on it are liars. Because they hate so much. There is no way that Biden won this election. I have listened to the experts. But see, the Republicans wouldn't even listen to the experts. So you have all this. This is the devil that's in the details that you don't see. And then, of course, when you put what Paul is putting in here, and he puts it straight at it, it's sin. Why is he talking about the sin? He doesn't say they can't get saved. They have to repent, of course. Because we're going in to Romans 2 and 3, all the way to 7. Then we're going on from there. He deals with a lot of topics, including Israel. But he's doing this to tell you that sin is vile. And changing God in any way is vile. Making God into a woman, you're a fool when you do that. Why? God created man and woman out of the attributes of God himself had. And you want to make God a woman? No, he's not a woman. God is a spirit. And God did not send a woman to die on the cross. He sent a man. And see, this is why the feminists hate the Bible in a lot of ways. Because you see patriarchal societies going through. And they don't want patriarchal. That's why a lot of these women and others have worked to corrupt the men in this country and push effeminate behavior and a lot of other stuff. Now see in verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave him over to a reprobate mind. That's not a good word. You know, that's not a compliment unless you rejoice in evil. I'm laughing because I think of America. See, we got reprobates everywhere here, and we think they're honorable. That's how corrupted we are, man. We wouldn't know the truth. We wouldn't know what holiness is if he came up behind us and said, "Hello, I'm Mr. Holiness." Good grief, give me a break. You know, they even hated Franklin Graham. Samaritan's Purse. He took in the tent where he takes it everywhere. He sets it up to help him with COVID. In New York, and if you're American or someone monitoring it, you would know. And so de Blasio started blabbing about him being anti-homosexual and that we don't need this kind here. And so the council members and others started harassing and criticizing Franklin Graham, the man who went out of his way. And they even wanted Franklin Graham to pay the taxes. That's all they're worried about. They don't give a crap excuse the expression, about the people dying. They don't care about all those that they're helping. They only cared about one thing. Well, Franklin Graham will tell you, I believe what God said. God made man and woman, and a man was to join with the woman. That's what marriage is. That's what the bonds are. But see, worldwide this is going on. Even in Muslim areas that have Sharia law, they've got it. Because it's a spirit. It doesn't belong to the West. It doesn't belong to the East. It is filthiness. And it's been poured out on this planet. The devil's been working overtime. And he wants to destroy mankind. So God gave them over to this mind of being a sinner, a reprobate, godless, filthy, degenerate. I mean, someone that goes against the laws of God. And I like this in in Romans where it says to do those things which are not convenient. Now see, remember, this is the King James interpretation. If you get into some of this, you can find it does say it a little different. Yeah, it's not convenient, okay? It may feel good, but it's not convenient because it leads to permanent death. You die twice. The first death is when you put off what I call the body of death, this fleshly body. The second death is when God judges your spirit. And if you're not redeemed through Christ, walking in his light, as it says in 1 John chapter 1, you're not going to make it. So yeah, I would say it's not convenient. Matter of fact, the phrase is so good here that it's hard to believe it's actually in there, because it's like saying, do you really think this thing is going to help you? It's like ludicrous. It's like nuts. Do you think doing these things and doing this against God is a smart thing? Well, see, there was a time when society would say, you can't do that. That's against God. See, we don't care today. And we think because we made the laws, we've got the technology and everything's fine, that it's going to be fine. Did it ever occur to you when the major tribulation is coming? When the so-called Antichrist, which is not called Antichrist, he's referred to as Son of Perdition in 2 Thessalonians 2, and it's referred to as the beast, which there's two of them. The first one is the main beast, which the second beast that shows up, we call him the false prophet. Yeah, it's not convenient. And society is not convenient, because now people are all agreeing God doesn't matter. That's why there's going to be a judgment of nations. That's why there's going to be a tribulation. And guess this is going to happen, folks, when you have the most technology, when you're the most enlightened in your own little special way. Oh, I'm so special. Because I'm enlightened and God doesn't know any better. Isn't that precious? Give me a break. You're not enlightened. You're blinded. And Paul goes on. Now see, convenient, semicolon. And of course, they made this into a new sentence. Being filled. Okay, it's not convenient. Why? There's no period there. Because he's delineating the convenient. That's why it's not convenient, because it's a semicolon. He's linking that. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Now see, all these things now continue. So you have one phrase. God gave them over to a reprobate mind, comma, to do those things which are not convenient, semicolon. He's going to explain to you, the American public and the world public that's living in 2021, that although you have more technology than any other nation, you can fly faster, you can be in the air, you can be underground even, we got things underground, we can go under the ocean, we can do anything we want to, we're experimenting, we can change men into women, women into men, we can do everything, we are gods now, who are you to tell us we can't do these things? That's when the Dark One is going to show. When you think you have got everything figured out and you got so much technology and you're going to live a peaceful life and you're going to teach all these other people that don't agree with you, you're going to teach them a lesson. Because you know how to work social media and you know how to corrupt the youth from afar, you can do it. And this is what's going on, folks. I've been out there in the raw side of the web a long time ago. Now, for over two decades, we've been pushing out in a lot of areas. Twitter was one of them, but I got off Twitter because of what they're doing. I'm not going to be a partaker of a platform like Jack has been running, and he admitted later that it was a mistake. Is he saying that because it was or because he lost billions of dollars between him and Facebook, Zuckerberg? They lost over $51 billion in market share. That's a lot of peanuts. But see, this is what they are. The techies now think they're gods. All I got to do, or anybody's got to do, is pull the plug. And those things they've got there ain't worth a fiddle. So, they're not convenient. So why aren't they convenient? Okay, now let's listen here. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity. That's one of those words that are hard to say, especially over the air. Malevolence or violence, evil. Whisperers. I would consider those gossipers. Backbiters. Oh boy, do we got those. Haters of God. Oh yeah, raise your hand, America. You got a lot of those here. Despiteful. Proud. Oh dear God in heaven, there's the P word. Proud. Boasters, inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. Oh yeah, you can't spank them anymore. I was raised to a 2-inch belt. Well, my dad was whapping my backside because I did something I shouldn't have. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that belt. And Dad said, son, this hurts me more than it does you. And I remember that. I said, well, give me the belt and let me whip you with it if you think it feels so good. How can it hurt you more? Well, because it was his heart. He was a father. You know, my dad did tell me that I loved my kids too much. Because when you look back at the elders, they use the rod. The scripture says it drives out the spirit of foolishness. We don't even do that. We let them get raised on the internet. And at any rate, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, semicolon. He's still not done. So he started in the first part of that, and even as they did not like to retain God, and then you got 1, 2, 3, he's still not done. He's going to sum it up in the next verse. So you have 5 verses here describe to you how utterly corrupt society is without God. And he's doing that to tell you there's hope. He's not telling you that and going to leave you there. And he's going to take it further in explaining. And that's one thing that is done in Romans, and Hebrews is another one. It's an excellent, excellent book, both of them, when we look at it. So, semicolon. who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that's where we're at today. There are a lot of people that do these things. They know they're worthy of death. They convince themselves that they're not worthy of death, and they go ahead and do them, and then they teach others to do the same thing. The blind leading the blind, and they all fall in the ditch. But you see, we find that also in radical Islam. And they're taught from a young age two things: hate Israel and hate Christians. And don't forget that there are Muslims that are accessing our social sites. I've got one on MeWe. He's a Sufi. He's an imam. He comes in, he'll put up a video every once in a while. In the comment form, he'll just find some article and stick something in there, and then he'll leave. And people do that. Well, you can't do that on MeWe, not on anything I have, because I know that trick. If you're going to post, you need to post like everybody else. You need to... I don't like sneaky things going on. Don't come in and sneak around and plant stuff and, well, I want to put my thing here, this there. No, that ain't going to work. But see, we got them here. How do you think they get this message out? Now, see, if you were a Christian in Pakistan saying anything online, even if you didn't do it, if you had a Facebook page and somebody else put something on it, and this happens a lot, like, for instance, a Muslim who doesn't like you, they will post on it. And that's because they shouldn't have open posts. But they will post on it, and we've covered cases where they got thrown in jail for it, and sometimes facing the death penalty. They'll even go after Christians that can't read and accuse them of stuff that they couldn't do because they never read it. They can't read. This is what's going on around the world. And there is a judgment of God coming. And it's coming at a time when mankind is at its zenith in knowledge. Remember Daniel? Knowledge shall increase, and they shall run to and fro in the earth. Now, what does that mean? Daniel had no clue. The angel said, seal it up. Well, we know what it is now, because we run to and fro everywhere. We get in a plane, we run to and fro. You know, a lot of those patriots went from where they were in America to some state, whatever it was, to D.C. 1 minute you're there, 1 minute you're in D.C. And when you're done, you go back and you get home. Except now they canceled the flights, put them on a no-fly list. I don't know how they got home. We have cars. Go to and fro. You got jet planes now. You got rockets. We're going to the moon. Yeah, we go to and fro. We go to and fro so much, we don't even know where we're at half the time. We certainly don't care. The world's become smaller. And we've got enough nuclear weapons on this planet to blow it apart. And God, you know, when we get in Revelation, dear God, give us help. Because the Lord's going to come back to destroy those who have destroyed the earth. Now think about that. That's admitting there are those, not just the devil, but humans, principalities, human principalities that are backed by the evil one. And they're going to destroy the earth. Why? Well, if you get in radical Islam, Iran, for instance, they would easily destroy half the earth just to be able to rule part of it for their God. Religion has always been the catapult for radicals who are willing to blow stuff up. Remember the Crusades. The only way that Muhammad could figure out to spread Islam was by the sword and conquering. Christ came that they might have life and have more abundantly. He didn't do it by the sword. He did it through the miracle and the power of God and the love in his heart. So if you ever wonder who's doing what and what the fruits are, you'll figure it out really quickly. And it's good to report that there are many, many, many Muslims and even Hindus coming to the Lord, and even communists. That's why these countries are, you know, China. A number of years ago it came out that there were more Christians than communists. The communists got worried. That's why they suddenly cracked down. And Z came out and started talking about they have to retain China and who they really were. Now, see, he interpreted that as being communist. Well, China wasn't always communist. But he's corrupted it, and so that's why Christians are persecuted there. North Korea, the family, Kim Jong-un, the Un. Well, they did something in the past to save their country, so then they became gods ever since. And they've been ruling. And Christians aren't allowed to be anywhere near him or even exist because they hate Christians. Unless you're a believer. You get in Hindu in India. Just this year, early this year, not too long ago, they issued a statement that their goal was to wipe out Christianity and Islam in India by December 2021. Pakistan, Muslim. They want to be a Muslim nation. They don't want Christians there. You get in Africa, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, the Fulani, herdsmen, all radical Muslims, don't want any Christians to live there. They're chasing them down, kill them. Not too recently, during Christmas, they killed a bunch of Christians as a Christmas present to the Christians. This is what's going on in the world. And there are people who will destroy the world in order to get what they want. And it's propelled by hatred, by jealousy, by fear. But there are times when God breaks through that. And we've reported on our gospel advocacy show, direct from the field. We get emails from them. And we have a friend up in Canada that works with them. We have contacts. And this stuff trickles down very carefully because you cannot let people know who it is, location, or nothing. Because these people be hunted down and killed. But God is working. And he's working in America. It doesn't look like it, but he is. Because you're divided now. For many, many, many years, going back into Bible school, I would tell people that if the church ever preached the truth of God and the gospel the way they're supposed to, this country would be in trouble right away. Because they would start persecuting the churches as never before. See, the thing of it is, churches have had a love affair with what we have, and I don't blame them. We've had a great lifestyle here. But if you think for 1 minute that God will spare America when it is filthy, you're nuts. He didn't spare his own people, Judah, or the northern tribes, Israel. He didn't spare Judah, and he didn't spare the temple in Judah. He didn't spare the priests in Judah, nor the prophets in Judah. Everything was destroyed. The people were sent into captivity, including the prophets, the priests, anybody else, everybody. We do have a prophet, Ezekiel. He was in captivity on the way to Babylon when we read about him. And so deceived Americans think, like recently, our capital is so important that this is a travesty. I mean, everybody was raving about it. No, they shouldn't have done it. Yes, the Capitol's full of our history and how we were founded. But it's kind of funny. You honor a building that you don't even believe in. If you look at the Democrats, they don't believe in any of that stuff. They want to change it all. It's all political with them. Oh, they're whining, and oh, they were afraid because the Capitol was going down and all this other stuff. Well, see, the thing of it is, folks, the Capitol is no better than the justice that comes out of those legislators. And right now, for many years, they've been dishonest, they've been liars, and now this tops it all. They stand there as the true justice of America, as our senators, our representatives, and we've got a president now, and they all hacked the election, they're all liars, and we have other Americans who refuse to discuss it, other Americans refuse to look at it, because they're so afraid to admit the truth. The same truth that Israel refused to look at. So if God didn't spare his own temple in Judah, in Jerusalem, he's not going to spare your capital, nor D.C., nor America, if you don't repent and don't get with the program. He doesn't kiss and make up over sins unless you've repented through Christ and turned the other way. And that's why in verse 26 of our study this morning, God gave them up unto vile affections. He's given America up unto vile affections and delusion. For he said, I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not answer. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. And I know when God lays something in my bucket, when he speaks to me, when he wants me to write a story. I've been doing this for a long time. But I got news for you. That didn't come just because. That came because I repented. And there was a time that I wasn't where I should have been. But I started out, and God made it clear to me that this was about judgment. And I knew that, and I told people around me, you watch. When you see Biden win the election, if he does, I didn't know if he was, but I figured he would, then you would know judgment has reached America. It's going to ramp up. And lo and behold, it did. Even if he cheated, he's still judgment. I told them it doesn't matter to me at all now what they say, what they do. God's already confirmed it. I already knew about it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we can get healed, if we can change this thing, I'm all for it. But I know one thing. You better not forget to listen to the warnings that we find in the Bible, or from his messengers. Father, we thank you for this word. Bless all those that hear it when they do. Help them to understand this teaching and the words. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word. In Jesus' name. Folks, be safe. Watch over yourselves. Seek the Lord. We have a lot of groups, a lot of social media. You want to get on them. You can. Go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com for any information that you may need. Until next time, have a great weekend, a good Sabbath.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.